Welcome to the Richview Church Podcast. We want to journey with you in your next steps with Jesus. Ready? Let's go. This morning, it is my sincere privilege to baptize Frida Murdoch. Frida's been coming to Richview for, well, a little while here, and it's been such a joy getting to know her. And Frida, as we were talking about being, as she was talking about being baptized, she said, "You know, there's a song that I really want to hear sung right before my baptism." And she said, "It's Graves into Gardens." And I said, "Okay, let me go look at the order of service." And you know what song was written right before the baptisms? That very song. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We were just having a great time of worship just backstage here. Frida, it is my joy to share with everyone here your testimony. So let me read that.
Thank you.
My name is Frida Murdoch. My baptism today is a public declaration of my personal faith in Jesus Christ. I have admitted all my sins and transgressions. I humbly ask him for forgiveness and have turned my life around. I'm convicted, not condemned, because of his love and sacrifice for me on the cross. I believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, his only Son, and the Holy Spirit. His truth has set me free. I am now in the family of God because of his grace and mercy by faith. Thank you, Jesus, for all your many blessings. I love you with all my heart.
Yes, I do.
And Frida has invited a special guest, someone who had a great influence on her walk of faith, Frank Buchanan. He is going to share a piece of scripture for us.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Mm. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Frida, it's the time I ask you that question. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, that
Absolutely.
He died, was buried, and rose again for the forgiveness of your sins, and that he is now both your Savior and Lord?
Yes, he is. Yes, he's. Yes, yes, I do. Whatever. Yes, absolutely. He's my number one.
Because of your profession of faith and the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So Noah and I have the privilege of baptizing Hannah, and I'm going to ask Hannah to share her testimony.
Hi. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Hannah Marcoux, and I've been attending Richview for the past couple years. Going here has been such a blessing. The youth group and all you guys have changed my life, and now I'm getting baptized. Yay! I grew up surrounded by the church, going to service every Sunday, Sunday school, all that fun stuff. So I've always known about the whole idea of God and Christianity. I was baptized before too, as a baby, but I obviously had no idea what was going on. But now it's by my own decision. In the past couple years, I've become more serious about my faith, and now I have a growing relationship with God. I'm so excited because all this is finally happening. I made the decision to get baptized a couple years ago while attending another church, but when Corona happened, it wasn't really possible. Over COVID, I've strengthened my relationship with Christ and learned so much, especially through the youth group here and getting to know all the leaders. They've all helped me grow a lot, and I'm glad the Lord brought me and my dad to this church. When I was growing up, I always thought God was big and scary and would be angry if I made a mistake. But since then, I've learned that he truly loves me beyond belief and that he's super, super forgiving. He sacrificed his life to pay for our sins, and that's crazy, in a good way, of course. He did it for each and every one of us, and the least I can do is serve him with my life. It's amazing that the creator of everything wants to hear from me, and I can pray to him. One of the biggest times God answered my prayer was when my friend was diagnosed with colon cancer. The day before her doctor's appointment, where they were going to share the results with her, I prayed pretty much the whole night, hoping she would be okay. When I talked to her the following day, she told me that it was gone. She had beat it. Praise God. That's just one of the big examples of how God has answered my prayers. I still have a lot of maturing to do as a Christian, and I'm going to make some mistakes, but I can't wait to see what the Lord has planned for me. By getting baptized, I want to declare to the world that I'm regenerated by Christ. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, Hannah. And now I'm going to invite one of the youth leaders here, our youth pastor, Johnny, who has served me and Hannah and many of the other youth here. So, Johnny, thank you.
Hey, Hannah. All right, I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Hannah, we are so excited as you take this next step of your journey of faith, and it is our prayer that God would fill you with his spirit and that he would surround you with his people, that you may run the race well all the way to the finish.
Hannah, now, do you believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again for the forgiveness of sin, and that you are now accepting him as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
So Hannah, based on your profession of faith and the evidence in your life, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Good to have you here with us on this Thanksgiving service, and it's already been such a rich celebration. We welcome you, whether you're here in our facility or online attending our service today. And I'm Ed McLean, and it's my joy to bring the message today. Would you just bow with me for a word of prayer? Father, continue to fill our hearts with thanksgiving as we put our focus on you and your word. As you teach us and remind us and help us, thank you for bringing us here today and for being able to watch the service if we're online. Thank you for your grace that sustains and helps. And we commit this time to you and how you will speak into our lives. We pray it in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Well, it truly is a privilege to speak today on Thanksgiving Sunday. I always look forward to Thanksgiving because it has such a rich history for me, having grown up on a farm in rural Ontario. The little country church where I attended as a child was made up of a lot of farmers, and so the harvest celebration was a very meaningful and joyful event. It has been said that you can take the farmer out of the farm, but not the farm out of the farmer. And that has been certainly true for me in many ways. I have always loved to garden, and we had a good-sized garden this year from which we are still pulling some vegetables because it's been such a warm fall. My heart has gone out to Western farmers who have suffered significantly from the drought this past summer. Let's not forget that we still need farms and farmers, and this is a wonderful weekend to remember that. But all of that really to say, I look forward to Thanksgiving weekend, and not just for the turkey and pumpkin pie, though I will say I am looking forward to that too this afternoon. But you do not need to have your roots in the farm or in rural life for Thanksgiving weekend to be meaningful. Thanksgiving weekend is the special opportunity for all of us to stop and pause and consider the blessings that flow into our lives. We do not give thanks because our lives are perfect, or because we have solved all our problems, or maybe are not going through some difficult times. We give thanks even in the midst of a pandemic, and in the midst of likely the various challenges of your life, because there remains so much to be thankful for, even though your life may be difficult in a number of ways. In the scriptures, thankfulness is one of the central orientations and practices of the Christian life, and not just on Thanksgiving weekend. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 simply states this important truth: give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Even when you don't feel like it, even when life is hard and disappointing, stressful, uncertain, we are and can give thanks. Why? Because when we stop and think about it, we are blessed. We are. And we have been given so much. And really what I want to do today is spend some time this morning just helping you think about and reflect upon that reality. And I want to do that by considering kind of four rings of concentric thanksgiving that move from the outside in increasing significance. And the first ring of thanksgiving is for creation itself, for creation itself. Yes, we live in a broken world, but it remains a beautiful broken world. There is so much beauty to behold in our world. Psalm 8 has always been one of my favorite psalms, as it celebrates creation, beginning with these words: Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. That is, the heavens and the earth reveal and proclaim the glory of God. Or Psalm 19, that also celebrates creation with these inspired words: the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. And the heavens God has pitched a tent for the sun. It's like a bridegroom coming out of its chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens, makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. Just a celebration of the sun. From sunrise to sunset, the glory of God is proclaimed, and everyone on earth gives witness to it. One of the things that we have loved about living in Wasaga Beach, we've been there just over 2 years, is the beautiful and varied sunsets over the lake. I've got one to just show you that I took recently, just a couple weeks ago. No photograph can, of course, do it justice, but I like to say that even the seagulls line up to see the sunsets in Wasaga. And you can see them all lined up there on the shore. Most people, and I'm sure you do too, love to get out in creation, go for a walk in the woods, or sit by a waterfall, go camping in a park. A lot of people will go for long drives in Ontario in October to enjoy the fall colors as whole forests seem ablaze with reds and yellows. God could have made a boring world, but he has made a world of incredible beauty. And it is good for us to give thanks for the world in which we live. I grew up with this old hymn. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise. The morning light, the lily white declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me never forget that though the wrong seems off so strong, God is the ruler yet. Give thanks for creation, for the beauty you see, and for all that it provides you. The second concentric circle that I want to focus on for a few moments this morning is what Scripture actually describes as the pinnacle of creation, humanity, people, men, women, boys, and girls. People, as Scripture defines them at one point, is from all tribes and language and people and nation. We are now approaching a population of almost 8 billion people living on planet Earth. And each one has intrinsic value as designed in the image of God. Psalmist David, reflecting on the wonder of being, this way, Psalm 139, 13 and 14, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Like creation, yes, we are all imperfect. We have all been marred by sin, yes. But that is not Scripture's beginning point. The beginning point for every person is that we are created in the image of God, and each of us and each person that we meet bears the image of God. If there's anything that I've learned in my 35 plus years of ministry, it's that people are fascinating, fascinating. And no two people are alike. The almost 8 billion people living on planet Earth are all unique in some ways, with the divine imprint on them, the image of God. But of course, it is the people in your and my day-to-day life that impact us personally and are particular gifts to us. And I hope you give thanks for them. to give thanks for your family, for your friends, for your neighbors, and so on. Again, not because they are perfect, because they're not, but because they are God's gifts to you, blessings in your life. I recently celebrated a birthday, and I just spent some time on that day simply reviewing in my mind the wonderful people I have had the privilege of knowing through my life in the various places that we have lived and served. I am so incredibly blessed. I am not whitewashing what have also been at times difficult, painful, disappointing encounters and relationships. I've had those too, and you have. But a review of my life, and I hope a review of your life, leaves you humbled, humbled by the gracious, encouraging, compassionate, fascinating, insightful, inspiring, wonderful people that God orchestrates into our lives, certainly has in mine. I encourage you, take time to give thanks for the people in your life. For my guess is that you are blessed more than you realize. Amen. The third concentric circle that I want to focus on is the church. The church. Now, in some ways, this is a subset of the second circle of people because the church is a community of people. But the church is at the same time so much more than that, because Jesus Christ is both the cornerstone and head of the church, and it is the Holy Spirit that gives life to the church. Let me tell you that there is nothing like the church when we understand what the church is all about. Scripture uses a variety of images and metaphors to describe the church: a family, a body, a temple, a flock of sheep, a house, a bride, a field, maybe more. We describe it as an organization, an organism, sometimes an institution. We struggle at times to describe the church. There are many churches, but there is one church. It's local and universal. It's part of us and we're part of it. It's both physical and spiritual. It comprises worship and teaching and being community together and being salt and light in the hands of Jesus in our world as we give witness in word and deed to Jesus. When church is healthy and vibrant, it is something beautiful and powerful. And yes, when it goes awry, loses its focus and purpose and essence, it becomes an insult, really an abomination to what God designed it to be. But today, I give thanks, and I welcome you to give thanks for the church. You see, I'm here because of the church. I was raised and nurtured the church. My life, my marriage, my family has been sustained by the church. I can't imagine my life apart from the church. Yes, I've had the awesome privilege of being called to pastor in the church and serve and worship and witness God's grace transform lives. Church. Now, again, that means I know as well or better than any of you her imperfections. And I too bear some of the scars. But I give thanks for the church. for it remains today God's primary means to reveal the love of Jesus to the world. Do you give thanks today for the church? I hope so. And let me say more particularly, I'm thankful for this church, for Richview. God, in His sovereign will and grace, saw fit to bring us together for a season. These past almost 3 years have been an immense privilege and blessing in my life, serving with the gifted, passionate staff, faithful and committed lay leaders, has been a wonderful and joyful experience. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming into your lives. And I am so excited to see what the future brings and what God has in store for this community of faith, for Richview. Give thanks. Give thanks for the church. Yes, give thanks. For this is the church that Jesus loves, gave His life for, and fills with His Spirit. Which then, of course, brings me to my last circle, or in reality, the very center of my concentric thanksgiving, and that is for Jesus Himself and the gospel. You see, the center, or the pinnacle of thanksgiving for the Christian, is Jesus Himself and the gospel of His death and resurrection by which we are given life. Ephesians 1, 7 and 8 says, He is so rich, God is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Wasn't it marvelous to give witness to that this morning through Hannah and Frida? The wonderful grace of our God. Well, I, like Hannah, grew up in the church. It wasn't until my teenage years when I too kind of really experienced the reality of what Jesus had done and kind of broke through that religious facade that I had of growing up in the church. And at that juncture, truly confessed my sin, received God's grace. You see, the message of Jesus and the person of Jesus, it has to become personal to each one of us. And when it does, we embark on a journey of following Him and growing in Him and serving Him that will not leave us the same. No, it will not always be easy, but it will at the same time be filled with grace if we walk with Jesus day by day. I love how the gospel writer John puts it in John 1:16. From the fullness of His grace, from the fullness of grace, we have all received one blessing after another. That's what it means to be a child of God. Grace upon grace upon grace. Are you thankful today for the grace of Jesus in your life? Yeah, if you have put your faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus, if you have confessed your sin, received His forgiveness, then you are richly and deeply blessed. Whatever else is going on in your life, whatever else is going on, you are deeply and richly blessed because you've experienced the grace of Jesus. Here is just a small sampling of what is true of every believer in Jesus. These things you know. You know the love of God, for His love has been lavished on you, and you are part of His family. You know the indwelling of God's Spirit. You know that. And it convicts, it comforts, it empowers. You know that He has a plan and purpose for you and has called you to become part of his kingdom work. You know that you can come to him with anything at any time and pour out your heart before him, because God is your heavenly Father. He loves you, and he invites you to come boldly into his presence. You know that when you mess up, and we all mess up, his grace is there to restore you, cleanse you, get you on your way again. You know that he will guide you and help you as you look to him. It's his promise. You know that whatever happens in this life, you have a hope for eternity. You know that God is working all things together for the good of those who love him. You know that ultimately you will be victorious even over death itself. You know and can rest in the promise that he will never leave you or forsake you, for you are never truly alone. All these things you know. And that is just a taste of the goodness of God, of the blessing on your life if you are a child of God. And so today, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Yes. And if you have never given your life to Jesus, then let me say, you're missing out. You're just missing out. Because God wants to do all of this. So come to him today. Receive his abundant, lavish grace, and you will be blessed beyond measure. Let's pray. Father, in the stillness of this moment, fill our hearts with gratitude. We can get so focused on all the problems, all the challenges, all the difficulties. Yes, they're there. Oh, but we are so blessed. We are blessed in this beautiful world that you have made for us to live in and enjoy. You've blessed us with people around us. You've blessed us with the church. You've blessed us with your Son, with life itself, with hope, goodness, joy, love, peace. So today and every day, may we give thanks, for you are worthy, worthy of our praise and our thanksgiving and our celebration. For in the name of Jesus, we pray and praise. Amen.
We hope you were encouraged and challenged in today's podcast. Check us out at richviewchurch.com, Facebook, or Twitter at Richview Toronto. But you know what? We're not an online church, so we hope that you'll come visit our church in person. We'd love to get to know you.